A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped him and beat him, and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road. But when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these three, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord. We've heard the parable of the Good Samaritan so many times, and today we hear it again. When I taught 5th grade many years ago, I had a song my students and I listened to often. It was the parable of the Good Samaritan, and the refrain was, "Who is my neighbor? Who claims my word and deed? Anyone in need. Anyone in need." It was a catchy tune, and we sang the refrain with gusto. I hope some of my students remember that refrain, and that it motivates them to help anyone they know who is in need. The second great commandment tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves. The term neighbor in Jesus' day implied a deeper relationship than what we might understand today. Neighbors were more connected to one another. The women in the neighborhood drew water from the well together, probably washed clothes together, helped one another. They were interdependent. Today, the word neighbor doesn't necessarily have the same meaning. One can live next door to someone and not even know the person's name who's living next to them. Neighbor can mean one has a close relationship with another, or merely an awareness that the person next door lives there. I think Jesus was telling the people of his day and our day that neighborliness goes beyond geographical boundaries and family ties. We belong to the family of God, and we are to be concerned about any human being who is in need. The Samaritan was not a neighbor to the Jewish victim. He didn't know him or have any connection with him whatsoever. In fact, we know that most Samaritans and Jews had an aversion for one another. But the Samaritan saw someone in need, and that's all he saw. He did not see a Jew per se. He saw another human being who was in desperate need, and he was moved with compassion. How can this parable be more meaningful for us today? How can having heard it proclaimed again make a difference for me? Hopefully, it will make me more aware of my connectedness to anyone I meet. Hopefully, it will make me more disposed to respond in a positive and helpful way when I see someone in need, whether it be a material, physical, or emotional need. It may result in a kind word to someone who looks sad, a smile, a phone call, a get well card, a donation of money, or cookies, simply because someone is in need. The Word of God is alive today, wanting to bring about good to others through me. There are so many needs in the world. I can be almost certain that I shall encounter someone in need who has a claim on some word or some deed to help them with their need. Can you believe that there will be an occasion today that will call you to love your neighbor as yourself? Maybe even more than one. O compassionate God, you who know each person's needs so well, and who desires that we, your children, unite with you to alleviate the suffering of others, give us the grace to see as Jesus did. Help us to see in those who are in need our brother and sister. Help us to respond to their need with our words and our deeds. We ask this through Jesus, our teacher.